This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I forget which touchdown that was because there were so many.
Right.
There were so many times when an Indiana player would have the ball and they would either cross the goal line or someone would throw them the ball and they were in the end zone and they caught it. It was a big old party. Welcome back to the show. It's G&D here on the Fan. Linnell in for GP. I forgot to mention this in the first segment because we're so busy. The boys are out and about today. We are at Caddies on Cordell. This is the house the Riggleman built, but this place is has been here forever. I think at one point J.P. Finley got mail delivered here, unconfirmed.
Is that a real thing?
I know, I made that up. But the point is, it is the quintessential sports bar right in the heart of Bethesda. You can't miss it. Right there on Cordell Avenue. I have already eaten potato skins and a grown-up grilled cheese. What is that? Great question. It's multiple kinds of cheese.
Huh.
Not just your Kraft singles, but it's like an elevated grilled cheese situation. That's what this place
Getting bougie, today. Danny Rivian.
Well, that's who I am. It's a great spot. So come on out and hang out with the boys. We'll be here till 6:30.
Can you tell our listening audience how you dressed up your potato skin? It was one of the freakier things I've ever seen. There was like a sour cream spread.
Yep.
And you had a butter knife and you slabbed it on there and you mushed it together like a folded pizza and you chowed down. It was impressive.
That's actually the entire summer. That's a
pretty
that's
much
it. Yeah. So when I got potato skins. And when one gets potato skins, one needs sour cream.
For sure.
Otherwise, the potato skin itself is obviously very delicious, but it's a dry agent. Okay, so what the nature of the preparation, it goes in and your moisture is kind of out of there, right? You got some cheese, you got some bacon involved, a couple of chives, etc. But this is not a wet potato,
for
right?
Sure.
It's not a mashed potato that's going to be doused in butter. Yeah, so this is one of those. If I can say this word, we'll be okay. It needs some lubricant.
Ooh,
all right,
that's lubricant.
And
what better lubricant than sour cream?
Well, it's got to be edible. It's got to be edible
for sure.
Well, in a pinch. Never mind. What is this? Yeah, I had a little. I put the sour cream on there, and I'm not someone that just puts the cream on and then takes a bite that has no cream.
Yeah,
you take a big old slab,
and
you even that son of a gun out,
yeah.
And that's how you eat your potato skin. I'm not lecturing people how to do it, but that's how one should do it. I'm gonna have a Caps conversation with Linnell here at 2:45, 3 o'clock. We have a bunch to do today. I want to get to it with you, but we'll have David Aldridge. Athletic on. The Dean will talk about this weekend's games. We might get into a little Wizards with the Dean.
That would literally make my heart flutter.
They are frisky.
Yes, they are.
I love Trey Johnson so much. I called it first. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm in love with him. He right now he's in range at Cap Warner Arena. If he shows up here at Caddies in rhythm, I would count that bucket.
Feet set, he's knocking down.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's talk about college football here for the rest of it. I monopolized that first segment. I apologize. Got some stuff off my chest. But to me, this is an Indiana story, and I'm hoping that Indiana wins it. I would love to see some, because we've already got some new blood, which is fun, but I want an end to this oligarchy. I want an end to the same seven teams kind of taking turns based on whatever kind of factors. It's not in the interest of the powers that be, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, to welcome anybody else new. I think it would be great for the sport, but that's never been the concern because money gets printed if you're one of the seven or eight teams that gets to go every year.
I think we're seeing, I said it in the opening segment, I feel like Indiana is the new Alabama. Just in terms of discipline, it's not sexy, it's not flashy. They're going to beat you on both sides of the line of scrimmage. They're not going to beat themselves. And I can't help but draw the Cignetti to Saban comparison. He obviously is a part of that Saban coaching tree. I was talking to Wes during the break. No matter how you slice their story, it all comes back to him at the end of the day. And I don't want to make the success of a program about one singular person. But he has come in there and totally, I love the way that you put it, he's probably transformed how we're going to look at team turnarounds. He's probably recalibrated the expectations in terms of how long it's going to take. But I caution bad programs out there throughout the country, don't look at Indiana and think this is something that is replicable. I don't think it is, because I genuinely think Cignetti is probably – and maybe I'm gassing and hyping it, probably the most special personality right now in college football. And it's not like, you know, in your face and flashy. He just gets it done.
If he's not one, he's two or three or four. The point is, you're right. That's not replicable, if that's even the word. I'm not saying it should be. This is exceptional. What can't be just okay, no?
Right.
From now on, though, you go to I'm picking on schools. I feel bad. Just one off the top of my head. If you go to Boston College, yeah. Maryland, UConn, if you go to Purdue, if you go to one of these kind of middling schools that's like, I'm up for this, yeah, we'll be okay. We might give Michigan a game.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable to be bad for this long. It's unacceptable. Full stop, that's it. I'm not saying in your second year you should go to the Natty with no 5 stars. What I am saying is win a game after November 1st.
Yeah.
What I am saying is mix it up in conference on occasion. The idea that this is just fine at name your – I mean, I know we're here in the D.C. area, but it dozens of programs across the country where these guys, these Jags, are just cashing checks, snapping at the media because not everybody's on board, yelling at kids and interns and everybody in between. The idea that you shouldn't have any kind of increased expectation based on this, he's like he took the toilet bowl and turned it into the finest dining establishment in the world.
You know, in today's era of college athletics – college football in particular, the built-in excuse that all of the losers have, see Mike Locksley at Maryland, we don't have the resources. We don't have the resources to do this. I look at Kurt Cignetti and company. I don't know what their NIL budget was for the year, but they're making chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. It's best about output.
Yeah, 100%.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
800-636-1067. So that's my answer. I'm pulling for Indiana. Well, who are you pulling for?
Oh, 100% Indiana. I have to. If it's not Indiana, I love the story at Miami with Mark Fletcher. I think he's just a dude's dude at the running back position. He was awesome in the first two games of this college football playoff. His story's pretty cool. He lost his father like a year and a half ago. His mom is getting frequent flyer miles, going to all the games, just being his number one supporter. And he just gets better as these games go on. And there are a couple of potential commanders on the University of Miami, I think. Keontae Scott, their defensive back.
Mr. Bain can come on down.
Like, yeah.
I wouldn't mind having him.
Please give me Reuben Bain.
So I think everybody except for Oregon, no disrespect, they're really good. They can win the whole thing. Has some kind of really good story in any other year it would stand out. I mean, yeah. Indiana to me is just is a storybook. But Miami, half the people didn't want him in, right?
Which is crazy, by the way. Weren't they ranked as high as like 2 this year? How high were they ranked?
They started pretty high. I don't know if it was 2, but they were certainly top 10. The way it went down, though, I said at the time, was garbage. It was ridiculous. Yeah. The way that they were behind Notre Dame all season long. If you think they shouldn't have been, that's a reasonable case. Yeah. But they were until the rankings stopped mattering because it's like, oh, we're a new ACC team. And they just sort of threw them in. Now, all they've done is handle business. So good for them with everything that's gone on there. Ole Miss, of course, the story you know about Lane Kiffin. And then Indiana's the story. But I asked you guys, 800-636-1067, who are you pulling for? Let's go to Andrew in Warrenton. Who do you want to win
the
Natty, dude?
Well, as an alum of UMBC, where we take on 16 on one seeds all
yeah,
the
you
time,
do. The giant kill.
There to go.
I think that you got to root for the. It's just such a storybook ending with India. I need it. I need this for everybody to just have that to ride on. If it's not them, it's Miami, and then it's the offense, I guess.
I appreciate
that's all
that.
It's got to be. Oh, by the way, JMU.
Didn't
what was the point spread for them compared to Alabama? Did Alabama get anything that was close to that? It was.
I don't think they were.
What would happen if Alabama played JMU, though?
Well, Alabama would probably win, but that's not the measuring stick for anything. Either you want your sport to be legitimate or you don't. And if college football fans, it sounds like the answer is don't. They just, like, you know what I mean?
I hear it. I just, why waste time with these small schools that literally are not big and strong enough to compete. That's why I look at it. They don't have the weight training program.
You get a 16-v-1.
Yeah. Andrew, appreciate you, dude. Let's let him run.
Happy this isn't college basketball where upsets just happen galore. It's just different. This is a
pretty decent upsets here, right?
Collision sport.
Miami beating Ohio State.
I see it,
pretty good upset.
But is it really an upset? Miami was always a part of the field that belonged, right? They're not an oddball
of
this.
Ohio State's got 6 first-round picks.
And they,
that's not like Miami doesn't have any either, but anyway.
West closure is when we have our Ohio State conversation.
I
know that bothers you.
The point is, and I've gone into this a million times, is this what we tolerate in college football. Mm-hmm. The only other sport that's reflective of it is boxing. And there's a reason boxing has never been viewed less favorably, as an illegitimate sport, basically, is what it is. So when you get in, two guys get in the ring, it's legitimate, right? Sometimes, other times, it's, this one's a draw. Can you believe we have to have a rematch? But whatever. But for the most part, where they go, hey, this guy's number one, and he's going to fight the champion. Actually, it's a bigger draw if we have number 7, because he bit someone's ear one time.
Yeah.
So let's have that as the fight. We laugh at that in sports. Can you imagine if the Broncos get to the AFC title game, they win it, and everyone's like, you know, that's great. But Kansas City would be way more fun if Mahomes was healthy. Let's put them in the Super Bowl. Nobody would do that.
Yeah.
We understand that inherently as Americans that the tournament's the thing, that you win your way in, the games matter or they don't. If you're telling me that James Madison can't get in, they should cancel all the sports. They should just cancel them. Otherwise, I understand it's a little bit different in football where you're talking physicality, but they lost by 17. It's not apples to apples. They had a better margin of defeat than Texas Tech.
You're going to think I'm being facetious here. I don't want them to get hurt, Danny.
No, I understand that.
Like, they physically are not able to compete with these other bigger schools that have a better strength and conditioning program, that are able to put more money into their nutrition and weight training and all that.
My counter, this isn't Hayfield going up against some dude in their district after they recruited a million kids, where there were injury risks at the high school level. It's a pretty good top 25 college program. They'll be fine.
There we are.
Your concern is appreciated.
Ice them up.
Yeah. Ice up, son.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, to me, Indiana is the story. It's a blast. It's fun. I said this a million times. I just am not anywhere near as into college football as I was years ago, which is weird because the tournament or the idea that they're actually going to settle it on the football field, which I begged for my entire life, it's better than it's ever been in that regard.
Yeah.
It just still feels, I don't know, I feel very disconnected from it. But these games, yesterday a couple different blowouts, but you finally get that nightcap of Ole Miss Georgia kind of sucked me back in, which is really good, plus that Indiana story. Speaking of suck you back in, the Washington Capitals do that to us pretty much every year, don't they? When it comes to postseason, I got some numbers on that. Plus, I kind of noticed something else here. We're sort of assuming something that may not be true about the Caps. I'll break that down in a second. Reminder, David Aldridge joins us at 3 p.m. live from Caddies on Cordell. It's Nell. I'm Danny. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan, talking Caps for a few minutes with you. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.